This week's Piffles Podcast fan contest winner is Scott Yeeman of Yorkton, Saskatchewan. And Scott, how did you get cheering into the Riders in the first place?
Started probably like most Saskatchewan people as a family thing. I remember my dad taking me to games since I was probably three. I still remember it was like the early 80s, you know, back when, well, when the Riders were what, perennially 3-15 or whatever. And, you know, seeing Warren Moon and those kinds of things, and, you know, enjoying the occasional time that the Riders would pull out the Kodiak upset at the end. I think I remember a couple of those at Taylor Field back in the day. And then just growing up, like the 89 Grey Cup was a huge one, you know. Just I was in, I think, grade six and watching that at home with family and friends. And went all the way through high school, started to go to games on my own with my friends and whatever. And then in college, a couple of us decided to get season tickets, and we've had season tickets ever since. I think we're 15 years in now. So
all right on.
That's where we are.
And what would be your first Rider memory?
My first one? Oh, you know what? Seeing Chris DeFrance playing against the Eskimos and making just some circus catches. And I think they came back to beat Edmonton that day. I mean, I think it was like six, so my memory is not great. My memory's not great now. But just, I remember Chris DeFrance just being Chris DeFrance. And, you know, the old scoreboard at Taylor Field that had that little sort of message board at the bottom. And every time he'd make a circus catch, it'd say Air DeFrance at the bottom. And so I remember that. And just like I said, 89 was one of my first big Rider memories, just remembering, you know, the kick and things like that. And, yeah, that'd be some of the earlier ones.
So outside of the obvious Grey Cup wins, what would be your favorite Rider moment in history?
Oh, you know what? There were so many in 2007 alone, that just that whole year. Like the Thunderbolt still stands out as one of my favorite things of all time. Just getting soaked. I was one of the idiots who didn't bring rain gear. and you know what? Didn't bother me because I was, what, 15 years younger and that much stupider at the time. But staying for that, just the energy in the stadium that night was just something else. You could literally see the Eskimos when they came out of the tunnel. They knew they were beat. You could see it in their body language, and it was pretty cool. So that one, Labor Day 07 too, you know, just when Joseph ran that over, just I remember hugging my dad, and like you could just tell that year was a special year. So that's kind of, that whole year is one of the biggest ones. 13 as well, obviously. But.
Now, who would you say right now is your favorite current Rider?
Well, we got cut at the beginning of the year, so Rob Bagg is my favorite, probably one of my all times too. But I mean, when he was released, I've really taken a liking to Willie Jefferson, but also Derek Moncrief. I think is a favorite of mine right now too. I think Moncrief is quite the player.
What about all time? Who's your all time favorite Rider?
Well, Bagg would be up there, but Dave Ridgway. Ridgway was always the guy that, you know, well, of course, the kick. And I mean, for a lot of years, he was the offense for the Riders. He was, you know, he was automatic and he'd make anything, it seemed. So, yeah, Ridgway's an all-timer for me. Ray Elgard as well.
And Scott, when you hear the term Rider pride, what does that mean to you?
Oh, well, it means Saskatchewan. It means family. It means teamwork. It means togetherness, fun. Yeah, that's about it.